like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Reader, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A very interesting speech on the separation of church and state was given recently by American University professor Daniel Dreisbach at Hillsdale College. No metaphor in American letters has had a greater influence on judicial decisions than Thomas Jefferson's wall of separation between church and state. Many people think those words are in the Constitution, which they are not. But nevertheless, the metaphor has become the basis for those who try to assert that the First Amendment separated religion and the state, thereby mandating a strict secular nation. Some activist judges have tried to make it a virtual rule of constitutional law. Let's set the record straight. For starters, Thomas Jefferson had nothing to do with writing the First Amendment. He was in France when it was written by James Madison. The phrase came from a letter Jefferson wrote to the Baptists in Connecticut. At that time, the Congregationalist Church was the legally established church in Connecticut, and Jefferson wrote to assure the New England Baptists that Congress would not take away their own freedom of religion. The trouble with the wall metaphor is that it seriously misrepresents what the First Amendment says. At the time the Bill of Rights was written, it was well understood that its purpose was to restrict the new national government from interfering with state governments and their established churches. It was also well understood that representative government and civic virtue depended on a moral people supported by religion. The First Amendment was written to be a one-way barrier that restricted the federal government. But Jefferson's metaphor has been used to create a two-way wall to restrict religious values from having any influence on our government. It's time people learn the truth about the First Amendment. It is merely a restriction on government. It is absolutely not a restriction on religious expression in public places.
Can activist judges be stopped, or will they continue to rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution or the will of the people? Find out what you can do by reading Phyllis Schlafly's new book, The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. For information, go online to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Or write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food. rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Issue of Farm Journal. And the headlines of this, the new grain age, new sometimes baffling opportunities abound. And I just picked out a few little bits of information from it. It's a long article. But if this year's wondrous markets can be sustained, in other words, we have wondrous markets now. State's Department of Agriculture that's headquartered out of Washington, D.C. And if they all quit, if they all resigned, which one of them would you miss? Now, I have here the first speech that Chuck Connor made. He was speaking to the Consumer Federation of America. Now, he did this last week. He is, I don't know if he's Secretary of Agriculture or not. This article says they quote him as, they introduce him as Secretary of Agriculture, but I don't think he's been officially appointed, whether he is on the roster as being one of the cabinet members or not, I don't know. But anyhow, he is acting Secretary of Agriculture, that's for sure. And he said, he was talking about Mike Johanns. He said, I will confess to you I miss Mike. Now, this is actual his speech. Now, I've deleted most of it. It would take us all day to do the speech. So I went through and picked out some of the stuff I thought you'd be interested in. But he starts out, I will confess to you I miss Mike Johanns a lot. He was a great Secretary of Agriculture, and I appreciated being his number two during the past 3 years. Now, he's speaking to the Consumer Federation of America. He says, I've been asked to talk about the renewable energy industry and the impact it's having on the American agriculture and our border economy. He said there are now 129 ethanol plants operating around the country today, producing about 6.8 billion gallons each year. He says the 910 gasoline ethanol blend, I'm sorry, it's 90% to 10%, 90% gasoline, 10% ethanol, okay? Now that accounts for about half of the gasoline sold in the United States. And our ability to produce it have created a tremendous updraft on corn prices over the last year. For corn producers, that is good news. But these changes in the marketplace have also triggered concerns about the long-term impact of these higher corn prices. See, nobody in Washington wants to see farmers make a profit. I mean, that just ain't in the cards, people. He goes on to say, I will tell you that our farmers have responded to these new market conditions by planting an additional 15 million acres of corn, a total now of 93 million acres, which is corn acreage we haven't seen since prior to World War II. Now, I think that is a pretty important statement. Did you get that? We have 93 million acres of corn, and we haven't seen that prior to World War II. In other words, before World War II, we planted 93 million acres of corn, okay? And let's realize that prior to World War II, the biggest percentage of that corn was planted with horses, horse-drawn equipment, and it took a lot of people to work those horses. And we had people on the farms, and we had country towns where people could go to town and buy things in their own town. There were no Walmarts. But we had people on Main Street that enjoyed doing business with you. But that was prior to World War II. Now, when we come back, we'll talk more about Mr. Connor's first speech. We'll be back right after these messages.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
And we have returned. Now, we have this new acting Secretary of Agriculture. His name is Chuck Connor, and he is speaking here to the Consumer Federation of America. Now, I've picked out, I'm quoting him as he speaks, although I am skipping over a high percentage of his speech. But anyway, he's talking about how the farmers now have planted 93 million acres of corn, and he said, we haven't seen that much corn planted since prior to World War II. And let's remember, prior to World War II, there weren't that many tractors on the farm. There were a lot of tractors, no doubt about that. If you watch the old tractor shows, you can see that we had tractors and combines and all sorts of things prior to World War II. But the majority of the corn was planted with horses prior to World War II. It was planted and it was cultivated, etc., and it took a lot of people on the farm with those horses to make that happen. Anyway, so much for that. Now, he says, thanks to a tremendous effort that these farmers have put forth, he says, we are looking forward to harvesting a 13.3 billion bushel corn crop. He says, that's way above any all-time records of the past. Ethanol demand will consume about 25% of the corn crop. And then he goes into something that I wasn't aware of, but I think it's interesting. He says the volume of corn being fed to livestock will actually increase this year. In other words, everybody's so concerned about, oh, there's not going to be any livestock feed. He says last year we fed 5.7 billion bushels to poultry and livestock. This year we're going to feed 5.8 billion bushels to poultry and livestock. He said we'll be feeding more corn this year than we have in the past. Some worry, though, whether our expanding production of ethanol is to blame for the higher-than-normal food price inflation. Now, if you listen regularly to me, you know how I feel about inflation. But anyway, we know we have way more inflation than what the government is telling us. But very little of it has to do with food. I'm talking about anything you purchase that's made out of iron or steel, anything that you purchase that's made out of petroleum, the oil products, but we won't go into that now. He goes on to say here, though, that food prices do tend to moderate and stabilize over time as markets and consumers adjust. It's true the higher corn prices have contributed to higher prices for animal feed. Feed prices are about 22% higher than they were just last year at this time. And, of course, we have seen all the grain markets jump up somewhat, which is a great thing because agriculture has been needing a boost in production prices, the things that they sell. But while they are getting a boost in the prices of the things that they sell, the purchase items are doubling and in some instances tripling. I'm talking now about feed, seed, and fertilizer. It's unreal what fertilizer has done over the last couple of years, is price-wise. Anyway, let's take another break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. We're still visiting here with Chuck Connors' First Speech. And you're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number's 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
And we have returned. And now back to Mr. Chuck Connors' first speech he is making to the Consumer Federation of America. And he's talking about the higher corn prices and what we're doing with that largest corn crop that we have raised since prior to World War II. Higher corn prices are not the most important factor in higher prices for certain retail food items, he goes on to say. And then he talks about the oil. He says between 2003 and 2006, oil prices more than doubled. Well, they almost tripled, didn't they, in the last 3 years? Oil was like $30, under $30 a barrel, and it's up to $84 now, and he mentions the $84 figure. But anyhow, he says those figures should remind us why we are building a renewable energy industry here in this country. Connor goes on to say food processing, packaging, and transportation are all extremely energy intensive and are directly affected by higher oil prices. He tells us, and I doubt some of these figures, he says less than 20 cents of every dollar spent on food goes back to the farm. The other 80 cents is in packaging, processing, distribution, transportation, and other marketing costs. Well, he's right on that when he says less than 20%, but I think it's a lot less than 20%. Now, maybe in livestock, I don't know that much about poultry, but I would say in livestock, I'm talking about cattle and hogs here, the farmer might get 20 cents out of the consumer dollar. But when we go into such things as corn flakes and Wheaties, the farmer gets practically nothing out of the consumer dollar. I remember very well when wheat was like $3 a bushel or something, we always said it was less than 3 cents, which would be less than 1% of the dollar went to the wheat farmer. In other words, $3 wheat, a box of Wheaties would have maybe 2 or 3 cents worth of wheat in it. And we always, the comparison was that the package that the wheat came in, the Wheaties came in, cost more than the wheat. And we have seen that with a lot of breakfast foods and cereals and these little pies that you get. You know, the cherry pies or the apple pies ain't no cherries in there to speak of. Well, anyway, let's move along. I just threw that in for whatever it's worth. That wasn't part of his speech. He said most food, and I am going back to his speech now, most food packaging uses petroleum-based plastics, and products are generally moved by truck, incurring fuel costs, and we know that. Okay, I talked to a cattle hauler just this morning. I said, you know, it's been a long time since I've shipped any cattle in a possum belly or bull racks. I said, what do these guys get now for over-the-road cattle hauling? And they haul 55,000 pounds usually, $3 a mile. And I said, you know, I can remember, and they're not making any money at $3 a mile. That's the interesting thing. But I remember when it went up to $1 a mile to haul cattle, haul a load of cattle, $1 a mile. We thought, my gosh, that's terrible. Can you imagine paying $1 a mile to just haul cattle? And now it's up to $3, and I will assure you that those guys, they're not getting rich. They're staying on the road at $3, but they're certainly, they're not going to get rich at that. And rubber tires, all these things just cost unbelievable amounts of money from what they were just a few short years ago. Now, I'm back to Connor's speech again, all right? He talks about the price of wheat. He says wheat, he said, topped $9 a bushel, a new record all-time high earlier this month. Now, the $9 perhaps is a new all-time high, but the first load of wheat I sold in my life was in 1948, and it brought $4 a bushel, and they were dollars. Let's put that into perspective. In 1948, $4 wheat, for 200 bushels of wheat, you could build a new modern home for 200 bushels of wheat. For 100 bushels of wheat, you could build a nice house. In other words, you could build a very livable house in 1948 for $4,000. And you could build a whale of a house if you doubled that. That was just 100 to 200 bushels of wheat. So wheat is cheap at $9 a bushel compared to parity. In other words, compared to what everything else cost. Let's go back to Connor again. As farmers respond to the higher prices by planting more wheat, this sharp fall should gradually ease. Again, farmers, you see, instead of saying, hey, we've got $9 wheat. We're kind of getting where we're making a little money. Let's cut back and go for $20 next year. No, they're going to plant more wheat. They just like they're planting more corn. Farmers cannot stand prosperity. Anyway, we have already seen, I'm again reading from his speech. We have already seen signs that farmers around the world are planting considerably bigger wheat crops next year. See, you plant wheat in many areas now. We have both spring wheat and winter wheat, and the winter wheat is going into the ground right now as we speak. Okay, there's the music, and I'm going to take another break, and we'll be back. And you're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. The number to dial if you'd like to visit with us is 1-800-973-3779.
is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
I'm proud to have the Paragon Foundation as a sponsor of the Derry Brownfield Show. But what is the Paragon Foundation and what do they do? Well, here's G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
This is not a job to us. This is something that we believe in our very hearts and our very souls. And all of us have been involved in these scraps. My family lost everything they had, and there's no way to go back and get that. There's nothing that can ever be done to get my family or all those other families back their property, and I understand that. But the things that we learned right there, we can turn around and keep somebody that's listening today or somebody that will call today, keep them from losing their property. And that's where I think the value in this foundation is.
Join the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
Steelspan Buildings, Lou speaking.
Yeah, Derry Brownfield here.
Hey, Derry, good to hear from you. How can I help you today?
Well, I have a friend's asking about how to store his hay and equipment, so I thought I'll give Lou a call.
Well, he's got great timing because right now I have great buys that can save thousands of dollars if he has some flexibility. But call now because there's limited inventory.
Well, will the building arrive before winter?
You bet. Ice storms like last year caused millions in damages. You don't have to worry about that with our Quonset-style steel span buildings. They endure everything.
Well, I've never seen one of your buildings either burn up, blow down, or collapse.
And you won't. The quality of a steel span building far exceeds any farm application, especially pole barns. This weekend, I'll be at the Farm Fest in Springfield, Missouri, and we'll be making great deals on these buildings. But you must be ready to do business. Come by and see me through Sunday, or just call me at 800-894-9408. That's 800-894-9408.
Thanks, Lou. Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale this coming Monday. Now, that's October the 8th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Early consignments include a potload of 8-weight steers consigned by Holston Farms. These steers will weigh from 8.25 to 8.5. They've had all their shots and have been MFA processed. Steve Couch will be in with a 25-head string of fancy black and black baldies and a few red-white-faced calves weighing from 4.5 to 550 pounds. These calves have also had all their shots. Mike Stahlbaumer has consigned a string of fancy Angus calves. They weigh from 5 to 5.5. They're carrying the white tags. Carl and Laverne Becker will be selling a string of black and black baldy 5 to 6 weight calves. They've been white tagged and also weaned. Now, these are just a few of the early consignments for the special calf and yearling sale coming up this Monday. That's October the 8th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show.
And the man who says, there's a very fine line between hobby and mental illness.
Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Now, I was talking about, and this is what our new Secretary of Agriculture, Chuck Connor, is saying. He says, this wheat is higher than it's ever been. And I was just sitting here during the commercial break thinking about the first wheat crop that I ever sold. And I said it brought $4 a bushel. And back in those days, now maybe we were a little backwards in our area. We did not farm exactly like they did in the Great Plains. I remember very well visiting with, I was at some sort of a convention, and this lady spoke. And she was talking about the old time, and when we got through, I said, did you, you know, when you was a kid, you never mentioned shocking wheat? She said, I never shocked wheat. I said, what do you mean you didn't shock wheat? She said, no, we always had a combine. Now, she was going back, see, in our country, we didn't have combines until after World War II. They did exist, but we didn't have them. And I say we, meaning I never saw a combine until after World War II anywhere. But we cut wheat with a binder, you shocked it, and then you thrashed it, and then you put it in wheat sacks. You put two bushels of wheat in a wheat sack, and then you actually shipped them on the rail in wheat sacks. That was a typical way of doing things. It took a lot of labor, but I'm going back to that $9 wheat we're talking about. We got $4 for that wheat back in 1948, and we didn't fertilize wheat, so you didn't get over 20 bushels to an acre, but it didn't cost you much to grow it. Okay, 20 bushel times $4 is $80 an acre. You could buy land in my country all day long for $50 an acre in 1948. You could buy a farm, plant it to wheat, and pay for the farm the very first crop. And then he talks about $9 wheat being extremely high. Come on. Anyway, let's look at more of Connor. I have a trouble saying Connor because Chuck Connor reminds me of Chuck O'Connor. Wasn't he the rifleman or something? Anyway, let's go on. He says, the long-term outlook is encouraging. He says, I believe Americans want to see this nation boost our renewable energy production, to do it as quickly as possible, to meet ambitious goals like the one the president has proposed of using 35 billion gallons of renewables by the year 2017. Now, I know a little bit about what President Bush is thinking. At least I think I know. I can't read his mind, but you can read his body language. He went to Argentina not too many months ago, and he and the Argentines worked out some sort of an ethanol plan. Now, right now, there's a tariff to deliver sugarcane ethanol into the United States. But they talked about removing that tariff. If they remove that tariff, first of all, they can put sugarcane here in the United States that's made a sugarcane ethanol here in the United States about half what it costs to produce corn and corn ethanol here domestically, okay? Now, if they take that tariff off, they can do it for about a third of the cost. So what do you think is going to happen by the year 2017? We're talking about 10 years from now. It looks to me like they're getting ready to, and this goes back to the FTAA, the Free Trade of the Americas again. They they're signing agreements right and left. I saw just the other day they signed another agreement, and it was with Panama and I don't remember, two other countries south of us. They'll get that down to where they can bring that ethanol in, and we won't need corn farmers here in the United States. That's my opinion. You say you're a pessimist. No, I'm a realist. I've watched these things happen over the years, and we can see how the multinational corporations have this thing under their power. Anyway, back to Mr. Connor. Jeff, wasn't Chuck O'Connor, wasn't he the rifleman?
I believe it was just Chuck Connor, not O'Connor. Chuck Connor.
The same name as this guy.
You bet.
He had that kid. Remember he had a little boy with him all the time.
Yeah, I was too young for that.
You don't remember that?
I just remember the opening scene, you know, when he comes walking through the middle of town, one-handed.
Hey, you're pretty good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was good with a rifle.
You bet.
You know, I remember those old movies where they had little kids. I always liked Little Beaver, Red Rider and Little Beaver, you know. And I was about the same age as Little Beaver. So I'd ride my horse like Little Beaver did for a year or two there. I didn't ride with a saddle or anything because he was a little Indian boy, you know, and he rode along with Red Rider. Anyway, how do you get off subject so easy?
Well, it's just because you wanted to be a horse when you were a kid.
I did.
It's not my fault.
I did. I didn't trot. I ran. I galloped when I was growing up. I wished I'd have been born a horse when I was a little kid. And still wouldn't be so bad.
And you wonder how we get off subject.
Somebody says, you're part of a horse. I wasn't going to go into all that, but wasn't the part that ate either. All right. Okay. See, I bought a lot of horses in partnership when I was a kid. I had a pretty good little stable in the backyard. It was my grandfather's. And I had a good friend that didn't have a place to keep horses, but he was a heck of a horse trader. And we would, I'd help him with the horses. He was an older man, and he'd put me on those silly things that were spoiled, and they'd rear up and fall over backwards and all that, you know. All right, get back in the saddle. You're a little bitty fanny, and he said something else. But you're a little bitty fanny in that great big saddle. You can't get hurt. See, that would be child abuse today. I was abused.
Poor kid.
But anyway, we'd buy these horses, or he'd buy the horses, and I always had to go get them. We didn't trailer them or anything. Buy one 20 miles from home and go on. He'd follow me. He had an old Plymouth car. He'd follow me long enough to see that I was getting along the road all right, and then he'd go off and leave me. But get to a bridge, and that crazy horse wouldn't cross those wooden bridges. Anyway, all that was in the past. That's why I'm like I am. Now, back to... Anyhow, what I started to say was, on these partnership horses, I always got the front half.
Are you sure you didn't buy the back half?
No, I got the... They were half owner in him, and my half ate all the time.
I see.
Anyhow, now, back to Connor. He concludes. Here's his conclusion. America can have greater energy independence, continued strong income for our agriculture sector, which has been so important in the past several years. And I continue to believe we can have a win-win situation for all Americans. I look forward to working with you as we go down this new path for our country. That's from our new Secretary of Agriculture. Okay. Now, the new path for our country is not going to be the NAFTA superhighway, at least not across Oklahoma, if Randy Borgdon has his way. He's a Republican senator, and he has championed the fight to keep the Trans-Texas Corridor out of Oklahoma. He told a packed 300-person audience at the first public meeting of the Oklahoma SAFE in Tulsa on Saturday, S-A-F-E, unless he was S-10 for. I don't know. Anyway, that's the name of their OKSAFE. And he said, the NAFTA superhighway stops here at the border with Oklahoma. He says President Bush has proven that he is more than willing to overstep his executive authority when it came to the trade policy. Article 1 of Section 8 of the Constitution says Congress shall have the power to regulate commerce with foreign nations and among the several states, not the president. Yet Bush has entered into an agreement with Mexico and Canada called the SPP that seeks to eliminate our trade and security borders, and he has failed to get the explicit approval of Congress. That is Congress's fault, people. Congress should have said, look, either we get to vote on this, or we'll vote on another issue called impeachment, because Congress has that authority. But they just sit there like a bunch of dummies and let all this expire? That's when it goes away. All this take place, and nobody seems to do anything about it. Now, here is this one congressman. He's from Oklahoma. He is a Republican. And he says that NAFTA superhighway is going to stop at the Oklahoma line. He says the SPP is neither law nor a treaty. Texas highways are famous for Texas turnarounds. You know what a Texas turnaround is? That's a U-turn. I didn't know that. See, I always thought U was a sheep, and that's how the ram, you know, got hurt, because he didn't see the U-turn. But anyway, let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Cub. Something about common sense. We'll be back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
And we have returned. Now back to this Republican congressman from Oklahoma. He says Texas highways are famous for their Texas turnaround. He says maybe it's time we tell Governor Perry to do a Texas turnaround here at the border with Oklahoma. He's talking about the NAFTA superhighway. He says we don't need a new superhighway 4 football fields wide coming through the heart of our state just so Mexican trucks can carry Chinese containers from Mexican ports to Kansas City. Anyone driving on an international highway system running through the United States would be subjected. And, you know, I don't know that we had seen this before, but he's probably right. He says anyone driving on an international highway system running through the United States would be subjected not to United States law, but to international law. See, as it is now, in most instances, your traffic laws are local, whether they be city or whether they be state laws. He said we would be subject to an international tribunal in case of a dispute, including accidents or other lawsuits. He expressed the confidence in winning the battle against the NAFTA superhighway in Oklahoma. He said, "I'm encouraged at what lies ahead for this state and for this nation. History reveals that Americans always rise to the occasion to protect this country. We are in a battle for this nation's sovereignty, but I see American patriots here today in this assembled group, men and women, still dedicated to the Constitution cause, so eloquently laid out by our founding fathers.
Our future will not be determined by the politicians. Our future lies solely in our hands because we, the people, and not some bureaucrats in Washington or a trade group in Dallas or the government of the United States. Anyway, he says that the superhighway is going to have a difficult time. It's not going to make it through Oklahoma. Well, we'll just see what happens. By the way, I mentioned just now that most of our traffic laws are state. We don't have a lot of federal laws. The feds really can't, I mean, they can't get these laws passed. They have to make the states do it. And they make the states do it by bribing them in many instances. And they've done that with the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit, which has now been changed. But they've also done it with, the seatbelt laws. Thank you, Jeff. And several other of these issues. Now, I was watching a deal in I don't remember what show I was watching, but this was in Germany, a town in Germany. They were having so much trouble with people running red lights, and they showed some of these signs, and it's so typical. Rather than write on there what you're supposed to do, they have all these things, just like in this new pickup that I bought a year ago. I drove it the other day, and I punched a button, and my son was in there. Well, what's that little thing down there that came on? It looked like a star. And Jim said, well, that's because you've got your air conditioner on. I said, well, what's a star got to do with an air conditioner? Well, that's not a star. He said, can't you tell? It's a snowflake. Well, that's the way these signs are. Now, let's take a break, because they took all those signs down. No signs, no road signs, no lights in this particular city. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices rose sharply Friday on fund buying as the dollar plunged to historic lows. Gold closed in New York up $10.60 to $743.10. Silver rose 24 cents to $13.72. Both metals gained 9% in September. There is the potential to see gold as high as $800 an ounce as the dollar remains under pressure and rising energy costs increase inflationary concerns, said James Moore of the Bullion Desk. More at SwissAmerica.com. Learn the secrets of successful gold investing from the most trusted name in gold coins, Swiss America. Find out why smart investors are diversifying out of falling dollars and into rising gold, a trend experts say will continue for another decade. Call now, 800-289-2646, that's 800-BUY-COIN, for your Gold 101 DVD, booklet, and CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN today.
The official monthly newsletter of the Derry Brownfield Show is the Common Sense Chronicle. Send $24.95 to Common Sense, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Overseas and foreign customers send $40 international money order. What topics does Derry discuss in the Chronicle?
Well, there's politics of the world elite, how they lie and how they cheat. The World Bank and global thieves taking land without our deeds. Real ID and subprime lenders. The FDA approves mind benders. G.B. Corsi and Joan Vian are just a few he quotes from. Ducks and deer and dirty vermin. He's got a story for every one of them. Tasers, lasers, spy chips too. The Amaro's coming, the dollar's through. Heard a joke? Well, he's heard it too. Ain't too many of them that aren't brand new. Go ahead, just read it once. You'll be back for the next 12 months.
Now, I don't know how this is going to work, but I was watching something on television. It was a regular newscast, and it showed this town in Germany. And it showed all of the signs before they took them down. And it was, you know, it was truly confusing. And it would show people at the intersections not knowing what to do, and they'd get in the wrong lane, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so they decided they just eliminate the problem. They took all the signs down, every one of them. There's no stoplights in this town. There's no stop signs. And they call that share the space. Now, Then they saw the same intersections with people with none of these signs, and they were getting along fine on their own. They just work it out. You would say, well, you know, that's going to cause road rage and all that. They said it hasn't, that people understand. They're so happy that they don't have those blasted signs. I see them coming in the morning. A lot of times I get here early. I was in here a little after 6 this morning, Jeff, and there was traffic around. But I'll pull up to these red lights out here, and there you sit. And there's not a soul coming either direction, but you sit at that red light because there might be a spy in the sky that's going to arrest you and make you pay, you know, help pay their salary. So you sit there like an idiot while a thing goes through all of its changes and finally goes back to green, and then, you know, you have permission from the government to move. But in this town, they've eliminated everything. And, they maybe did sort of I don't know, maybe it was a biased report that I saw, but there was a lot of traffic, and they'd pull up to these intersections, and they would watch, see what the other guy was going to do. They'd turn on their direction signal, or he'd wave them on. You know, they'd wave each other on. You go ahead, I'll go next. And they were getting along fine. You wonder, it worked like that in the horse and buggy days. They didn't have stop signs.
Was there a sign that an intersection was approaching? I mean, when you come to a four-way, you usually know because the sign tells you.
There was, to my knowledge, what they showed, there was nothing there.
Huh. Fella just might go barreling through there.
Well, but you wouldn't if you would watch.
But what about you? If you drove up to it, this was your first time driving there, could you see how it could work out? I mean, if you came upon the scene, you think any old person would logically figure it out?
Well, you'd have to know the situation.
Yeah. See, that
a stranger in town might have a little bit of a problem.
Yeah.
But there might be a sign outside of town says, watch for intersections.
There's a sign out there that says, warning, no signs.
A sign of the times, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, that's the way it is in that particular one area. Now, here is another deal. How much time? Yeah, I've got another minute, haven't I? A minute and a half, maybe if I'll hurry. A Minneapolis man is in the Hennepin County Jail after being accused of going after a couple of tree cutters with a pocket knife and then a baseball bat. Will Sampson's 36 years old. He's held on suspicion of making, and here's the thing. The guy's, and I read the whole article, he's kind of a nut. He didn't have any business being there at all. It wasn't his tree. He had no business doing what he did, so he's a little bit off center, okay? Nevertheless, he's being held in jail on making terrorist threats and first degree damage to, let me see, with the risk of, anyway, both are felonies. They've got him on a felony charge and making terrorist threats. Now, people have been off their rocker for a long, long time. And this guy was kind of a nut from reading the story. But terrorist and felony? People have been fighting since the beginning of time. And now we have new laws that once, he would be arrested for disturbing the peace or something. Now here he is a terrorist, and he's going to get a felony charge out of this thing. He doesn't have his constitutional rights. And all because of some of these new laws that we have today. That's supposed to protect us from terrorists. And now may the good Lord bless and keep you all the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. And may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds and where to get?